This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
7:49, Thursday, January 8th, anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans, which happened in 1815. Why don't I just go to the historian, John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at my alma mater, UNO, to tell us about it. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning again, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about the Battle of New Orleans and some little-known facts, what it had to do with the War of 1812, etc.
The Battle of New Orleans was the third stage in the British campaign against the United States. The first two campaigns had been all on the Canadian border, which was pretty much a stalemate. And then the Chesapeake campaign, which resulted in the end with the burning of Washington, D.C. and the White House. And then finally, there was the Gulf campaign of 1814, in which the British were attempting to seize the mouth of the Mississippi River and therefore reassert some form of control over the United States, at least be able to dictate stronger terms and more control over the United States.
So the battle, the thought is that the battle happened after the war was over and was of no consequence at all. Is that true?
That is totally incorrect.
Good.
Even though it was fought after the signing of the peace treaty at Ghent on Christmas Eve in 1814, had the British won this battle, they could easily have brought the Americans back to the bargaining table and said, well, this treaty is as good as the not good as the paper it's written on, and could have written a new treaty in which the United States would have been subjected to harsher and more harsher conditions and more British control.
And the other thing I think to consider in this is just like they had, I think, a Japanese soldier that didn't come out of hiding until 1970-something after World War II, these were not the days of flash communications or anything else, so the British still could have wreaked whatever havoc on the city that they wanted, right?
This is exactly correct, and the news of the treaty signing did not get to New Orleans until February. And so the results of this, and you asked for little-known facts, the result of this is that Andrew Jackson maintained martial law in the city well after the signing of the peace treaty. And during the period in which he had had martial law, he put a New Orleans newspaper reporter in jail. And then the judge who tried to have him released, Jackson threw him in jail as well. And so after the treaty was signed and the news came to them that the treaty was signed, Jackson released both of them. And the judge, who had been in jail in his robes, didn't even go home and change. He went right back to his court and issued a $1,000 fine on Andrew Jackson for contempt of court. And Jackson, to his credit, and Jackson was many things, he's a very astute lawyer. He read the law and he said, you know what, you're absolutely right. I shouldn't have done that. So I'll pay $1,000.
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up. We come back with our friend John Fitzmaurice, an instructor of history at UNO. We always love to learn about the city. Today, the anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans, which was not, you know, the spin, or some people like to say, it was fought after the war was over, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the case at all, and you just heard that's not the ramifications of it. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8. The Battle of New Orleans was fought on this date in 1815. John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at UNO, is with us. John, did English Turn have anything to do with the Battle of New Orleans? Somebody texted
no.
in or not?
No, that was prior to the Battle of New Orleans, back at the time that Bienville and Iberville were first settling the city. Bienville, who had been left behind by Iberville when he went back to France, was guarding basically guarding the mouth of the river, and a British ship had come up the river, and Bienville had essentially bluffed it and said, if you go around this turn, there'll be a big French fleet waiting for you. And the British commander, for whatever reason, took Bienville, who was only 19 years old at the time,
wow,
at his word, and turned around, and hence it got the name the Tour d'Anglais.
One thing he was not kidding about is all of the sand traps that they have at English Turn, I'll tell you that.
A little water traps, too.
Some water, yeah. A lot of water as well, yes. Sure. When it comes, John, to the battle itself, it was really like a tremendous victory in terms of what the Andrew Jackson and his forces suffered in terms of casualties in the British, right?
I think the Americans, if I remember correctly, suffered around 13 to 15 deaths, whereas the British suffered close to 1,000 casualties overall. The Americans were outnumbered 8-1, and they were fighting the most professional force on the face of the earth at the time. This was the army that had fought against Napoleon on the peninsula. It was under the command of the brother-in-law, the Duke of Wellington, Sir Edward Pakenham, whose name adorns many a street and place down in St. Bernard Parish. And yet a ragtag band of American regulars, Tennessee militia, Louisiana free men of color, Choctaw Indians, Barataria pirates under John Lafitte, and even Irish soldiers managed to turn back the most professional army on the face of the earth.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time as always, instructor of history in my alma mater, UNO. And don't think that battle didn't count, because it certainly changed the history of New Orleans. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.